It's Tuesday, March 21st, 2023, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. Survey and research data reveals a positive outlook on remote work, hiring, business growth, and more in the tech industry. And cybersecurity concerns for mid-sized businesses and increasing ransomware harassment tactics. This is the Business of Tech. Let's kick today's show off with a collection of survey and research data around work and hiring for us to sort through. First, this one from The Hustle. Researchers found the share of work being conducted from home in the U.S. is now 27.7%, down from 61.5% in 2020, but substantially up from 4.7% in 2019. Hired's 2023 State of Software Engineers report gives some data on that balance. Companies remained eager to hire software developers remotely because it allowed them to tap into a wider pool of skilled tech talent. As a result, software engineers received more interview requests for remote roles than local roles, defined by Hired as jobs tied to a specific location or market. Likewise, at the end of December 2022, remote roles paid more than local roles in every market but London. Unisys has some commissioned data in partnership with HFS Research. The study, quote, "From Surviving to Thriving in Hybrid Work," end quote, offers these insights. Nearly half at 49% of employees surveyed report losing between 1 and 5 hours of productivity per week dealing with IT issues, and 23% report losing 6 hours or more. After salary and compensation at 57%, providing tools and support to help employees do their job effectively is at 56% as a close second, as employees' top influencing factor in whether to stay with or leave an employer. Gartner seems to think the tech talent crunch may be over. Their analysis notes that many of those impacted by layoffs are in business functions rather than tech roles. In a Gartner survey conducted in November and December of 2022, 86% of CIOs reported facing more competition for qualified candidates, and 43% were worried about IT talent attrition. And Gartner's research found that the companies behind the 10 largest layoffs in tech talent still employ over 150,000 more people than at the beginning of 2020. Also from Gartner, 72% of high-tech leaders in the U.S., Canada, Western Europe have plans to grow revenue this year. The company's survey found that almost half of those leaders believe they will be able to outperform their competition in 2023. Why do we care? Here's my storyline. Remote work is settling in, and there are lots of reasons to do it. It's not going to be everything, but it's also not going to go away. And you need the proper technology investment to maximize it. Combine that with the management investment, that support, and you can also make happy employees. And don't forget satisfied customers by delivering this technology. Continuing the story, while there is all the noise of tech layoffs, most tech companies are optimistic about business, worry about losing people, and are bigger than they were before, and aren't actually letting go of those valuable technical roles. It seems generally positive to me. Two security stories I wanted to highlight. Huntress Labs, with some new survey data in its State of Cybersecurity for Mid-Sized Businesses in 2023 report. Highlights. 79% of mid-sized businesses plan to budget more for cybersecurity in 2023. In the last 12 months, 24% of mid-sized businesses have suffered a cyber attack or are unsure if they have suffered a cyber attack. 61% of mid-sized businesses do not have dedicated cybersecurity experts in their organization. 47% of mid-sized businesses do not currently have an incident response plan. And 27% of mid-sized businesses reported having no cyber insurance coverage. And while 69% of respondents reported they must carry some form of cyber insurance, nearly 30% reported having no cyber insurance coverage. The second story is from Palo Alto Networks Unit 42, and it's a report on incident response and threat intelligence. The data, drawn only from cases responded to by Unit 42, so by no means a complete and wholly accurate assessment of activity volumes, found that ransomware gangs used harassment as a tactic 20 times more often last year than they did in 2021. Quoting Computer Weekly, "Typically, harassment in a ransomware case is aimed at a specific individual, often in a leadership role at a victim organization or its customers. It involves a series of increasingly aggressive phone calls and emails to pressure them into paying a ransom or to pressure customers into pressurizing those who are empowered to pay a ransom to do so. It may also involve cyber criminals spreading the word about the attack on social media or contacting technology journalists. This is on top of existing layered extortion techniques, which, besides encryption of data, include data exfiltration and leakage, seen in 70% of attacks last year, up by 30% on 2021, and distributed denial of service attacks, seen in around 2% of ransomware incidents. Why do we care? Mid-market companies are just as unprepared as their small business counterparts. What surprises me is the disparity between those who report they must carry insurance and those who don't carry it. I don't know why, and that seems like the critical insight. Perhaps the answers will vary, but this is the question I'd be focusing on with customers and potential customers. Is that an active choice or a passive one, and what's the reasoning behind it? Understanding that unlocks a critical insight. Know about Nodeware? Nodeware, simple and affordable, delivers truly continuous vulnerability scanning even during normal business hours. You'll get immediate alerts of network access and newfound vulnerabilities, and now can single-click access into the CVE, including directions for remediation. Save $40,000 per security admin while supporting more clients and improving your profitability. Qualify a prospect or upgrade a client with the quickest time to sale and the lowest cost of sales of any product in your portfolio. Visit nodeware.com/partners to learn more. Thanks for listening. Today, National Common Courtesy Day. There's a good one to remember. Take the moment to be kind. I will talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.